It's Thursday, May the 19th, and you're tuned in to the Titty Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And it's Blavin.
Question mark? Maybe. Welcome back, boys. Welcome back.
I brought a guest.
Yes, we did.
He also brought
the vid, baby.
The vid.
Yeah, I was going to say, he brought left with COVID and he came back with Blavin. Wow.
He's what got me sick.
Oh, wow.
That's entirely not true. I've never gotten COVID.
Yeah?
You want it? Maybe I got some left over.
Cool. So we're back. Got a lot of things to catch up on. But I guess since we've been gone, Anthony, you've actually started your job.
I have. It's true. I've started my job.
Was this a talking point in the show?
It was.
Anthony's unemployment?
Yeah.
Actually?
Bro, I've been employed this whole time, just not full time.
How does that even come up in a nerd podcast about pop culture?
Because you need money to buy shit.
It's true.
Has he just been complaining? I mean, sorry. I watch the show. I listen to the show all the time. So he's been complaining about not being able to buy stuff?
No. No, I haven't.
Hold on. I just have to say, it's fucking hilarious watching you guys bob your heads in and out for the
true.
Mic.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's like, you know Ghidorah? Yeah, Godzilla. We're just like moving our heads in and out of your tire.
Yeah, because there's only two mics, and you guys have to share one. And it's pretty funny to see.
I mean, it's less... Like, would you rather us grab the mic and move it every time and get that extra noise?
Will it pick up if I do that?
No, just don't ping it. But okay. It'll be fine.
All right, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Okay. All right. Where do you guys want to start today?
I don't know. I listen to the show all the time. So start just the way you start every time, you know, with that thing.
Which is, you would say.
Yes, what would I say?
Yeah, what would it be?
What would I say?
Mansplaining after what happened last episode.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we had fun doing that episode with Deborah.
I didn't know that you put up an episode last week because I had checked on Friday and nothing was there. So I was like, oh, okay, there's no episode, whatever.
It did say it was on Saturday.
Yeah, it did say.
Yeah, I did say Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't see that. So, yeah, no, but then we started listening to it in the car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is just Deb shooting on the podcast, the episode.
Yeah. Like she does in real life. What are you talking about?
Damn.
Her answers were very PC, but you could read between the lines and know.
So she asked me, she's like, can I swear on this? And she's like,
that's a loaded question.
I don't want to sound too mean. I'm like, okay, don't. Just take that out.
That's how she sounds all the time.
Yeah, I know. So you guys didn't get the real version of her.
Damn, we got the neutered version.
Yeah,
and she still roasted us.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a couple things we had to do. Brian Mack sent in a package.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
A package that we could have opened pre me getting COVID, but someone forgot.
Yeah, I did. What's your point? What's your point?
So you guys are getting fan mail now?
I don't know.
This is literally the first time.
So Brian just wanted to do something nice, so he sent it in. I have the box here. I'll get it.
Okay.
Dude, we're moving up in the world.
You guys are real YouTube stars now. Are you guys influencers now?
All right, so this episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. All right. So this is a large box.
Yeah, so
I remember the story behind this being like you wanted to buy something from him, and he's like, nah, I'll just give it to you.
Something like that, yeah. So I know what's in here for my side, but then he said he added a surprise for you, Anthony.
Yeah, he was telling me on my Twitch stream. He was like, you know, I think you'll like it. I think it'll be a pleasant surprise.
Sure. Now, here you go, Anthony. I know how much you like to unbox things.
I do love knives.
All right. So, Anthony, okay. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for Anthony to open the box, this is a great time to talk about our sponsor, NordVPN. Just kidding.
Brain Shadow Legends.
I don't think he even cut the top, man.
I probably.
No, because look, I see.
This is quite the ordeal here.
I gave you a proper knife, and you couldn't even use it correctly.
Oh, man, he sent it by UPS. This is a baller.
He lives in America.
I know. There's a bit of a customs fee we had to pay on this
uh-huh.
one.
Oh, baby. Oh, content for Type B3.
Oh, fuck. He actually put...
He put content. He knows.
Ah, damn it.
Content. We should post this up on the Twitter after.
We should. Okay. Pull out the box.
I'm going to pull out your content.
Okay.
This person actually spent real money on this, huh? Wild.
Tall geese.
Flügel. So this is the tall geese with the wing zero wings that I was trying to get a hold of.
Is this canon? Is that a thing that happened to tall geese?
Listen, all Gundam is canon, as far as I'm concerned.
Buddy, buddy, you were right. I do like this.
What is it?
Chainsaw Man Nendoroid. It's Denji.
Wow, that's so nice. The main
character.
That's so nice.
Dude, this is sick. He's got a chainsaw head and everything. This is sick.
Oh, sweet. Did you send me a box? Nice.
Dude, you got the
bubble wrap.
I got bubble wrap.
Air Plus.
Not regular air. Plus air.
Plus air.
Dude, thank you so much. This is sick. I didn't even know they came out with an Android for this, but I guess they come out with like an Android for everything
thank
now.
Thank you. This is wicked. Awesome. No promises on YouTube content, but thank you.
Oh, the review's coming. You heard it here first.
Is it the return of Type V3 online?
You should just bring back like one review every like 3 years.
So I told you I did like a small little like narration for some other channel.
Oh yeah, how'd that turn out?
Everyone thought I was back and that I sold my soul to a bigger channel.
Dude, you should send me that. I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
Who is the other channel?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Why not?
You just got to find it.
Can't you just tell me?
No.
Fuck.
What do you think we are, friends? Come on.
Yes. We've been friends for like 11 years. Just tell me.
No. Okay, cool. Wicked. So yes, thank you.
This is so... Oh, it comes with the little dog. This is cool.
Shall we continue with the show?
Yeah, okay, I'll put this away.
All right, let's go into some picks. We got to run through this shit, okay?
Oh yeah, we got a lot.
First up, I got what's with the face, Blavin?
Whoa, your show notes have gotten more. Remember we used to write this down
like on paper?
Did we?
I don't think so.
No, we always had a Google sheet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Are you impressed?
Yes, and it's also on a monitor that's
vertical. Yeah,
so he can scroll through Twitter more efficiently.
Yeah, man, that's where I keep my email. Porn on the side, you know how it is.
True. Get those hot tub streamers going in the side view.
No.
Are you sub to Amaranth?
No, I'm not. You all know I'm only sub to one.
True. The queen.
The queen.
Pokimane.
That's right.
Are you actually?
Am I sub to Pokimane?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I am.
Prove it right now. Pull it up.
Why would I not all be right.
Tier what?
Oh, tier 3.
You're the highest? Dude,
it's $25 for a sub.
No way.
Exclusive Discord perks.
You'll never know. Okay, first up, there's a trailer for Netflix's Iron Chef. What do we think?
This looks like Iron Chef, and that's really all they needed to do.
Well, no, because I think Iron Chef had the, like, remember you could challenge a specific chef? This one didn't have that, right?
Was that in the American one, or is that only the Japanese one?
Japanese only.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch the Japanese one.
What? Wait, so you didn't watch Iron Chef then?
I watched the one that came on in America.
Lame.
And then they had the competition, and they'd be like, this is the secret ingredient, and they'd just be like a fucking lobster or something. And that's all I really want.
Okay, all right.
Fine. But I guess the challenging one would be cool. I guess it'd be just harder to produce. I don't know.
Just to let you know, this is the first time Anthony has watched something that's American before the Japanese counterpart.
That's wild. That's freaking
This was before
wild.
I was a weeb, dude. There's a lot of shows I watched like that, okay? I didn't know stuff was anime.
Wow. All right, cool. Next up, Weird Al. Daniel Radcliffe.
I'm so excited for
Harry
this movie.
Potter as Weird Al.
Name me one Weird Al song you know.
Dude, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, Weird Al is one of those guys that, like, if you played one of his songs, I could probably...
No, because you're playing other people's songs.
Oh.
You don't remember White and Nerdy?
Oh, fuck yeah. White and Nerdy.
Just Eat It?
Just Eat It.
Amish Paradise?
That one a little less so.
Because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Well, the main song in the trailer is based on what song, guys?
I know. I know. It's a test for him, not for me.
Virgin touched for the very first time.
No, that's not the name of the song.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
Nah, he got it.
Is it like a virgin?
Yeah. Okay,
sorry.
Oh my god.
Bye,
Anthony.
Oh, come on. You'll know. I'll never get that.
She's very famous.
No, I won't.
Yeah, she did a song with Justin Timberlake about saving the world. We only got 4 minutes.
She had a like spiky bra at one point in a concert.
Janet.
Think of like the white version of that, I guess.
Madonna?
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have never guessed.
But you did.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But you did.
Fucking genius. All right, cool.
Do you even like Weird Al? Like, are you going to go see this?
No.
Okay.
Okay, well, first of all, this is exclusive to Roku. Which one of you guys has a Roku box?
I have a Roku box.
Oh shit!
I bought one for my mom like a couple years ago.
Okay, because I think that's the only way you can watch it.
Sweet, I'll tell you guys about the movie later.
Like my mom has a Roku box, but I won't look into it.
Why not? It's there. Just grab it.
Nah, that's okay. Next up, Apex Legends Newcastle. You guys play Apex still?
I had to uninstall it for another game. So
what?
Yeah.
League?
Final Fantasy 14. Oh. What? What are you looking down for? It's a good game. Oh, God. The free trials are back. You can play up to the award-winning expansion Heaven's Ward for free.
Yeah, I still play Apex. I fought against Apex Zenogre.
Oh, my.
Dude, I tried the solo Apex Zenogre in Rise. That shit's hard. He's really hard.
You know what? I got nothing. Let's move on. Newcastle, right? Newcastle's the new character.
Yeah, he's got and put up a shield as his alt. Did you see his alt in action?
Yeah.
Where he just jumps to people?
Yeah.
It's so sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been playing a little bit more on console. It's just as hard.
Is it?
Oh, sorry.
Wow, we almost kissed.
I know. That was sick. That was so cool.
Dude, what? Are you? You want to kiss me? What the fuck? That's fucked up.
God damn. All right.
Yeah, so Vince, I got to ask. So when you play Apex,
yeah,
do you notice the aim assist?
Of course.
Do you think it makes you a better player?
Does it make me a better player?
As in, do you think that it improves your skill? Do you think you can get more kills with aim assist than with your mouse and keyboard?
No. Wait. You think, am I?
Because some people say aim assist makes them worse.
Yes and no, but I would say overall, I'm more consistent with aim assist.
So you think that when you play on mouse and keyboard, you're actually worse?
I'm not, yeah, because I don't have the dexterity. But I think if I focused hard enough, like if I put equal amounts of practice into controller and mouse and keyboard, I'll be better on keyboard.
Oh, okay, mouse. But you're just playing it casually.
But casually? No, aim assist all the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Why?
Okay. No, because we have a purist here who loves playing on mouse and keyboard only.
Oh, since I know you might have had a lapse in memory because you listen to the show all the time.
Oh, God.
But I was talking about Apex and how I switched to a controller on the PC, and that shit slaps. Oh, my God. I'm so much more consistent. I'm hitting shots I should not hit on the controller. Just playing, like, using the wingman and, like, smacking people from, like, far away with a 2X. Dude, brutal.
If you want to be awesome with the controller, play Halo. It's so aggressive.
Yeah.
It's so aggressive.
Yeah. The aim assist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played Halo on Xbox, and I couldn't believe that I was killing people.
You felt so awesome.
I said, wow, I don't think that this is supposed to be allowed, but people still miss you.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's even possible.
I don't know.
That means that they must be so bad that even the compensation from the aim assist just can't help them.
I have no idea. All right, cool. Next up here, I have HBO has released their first trailer for House of Dragon. Now, I know none of you guys watch Game of Thrones.
Do you still care about this show?
I love Game of
Thrones. I thought you dropped after the last season was so bad, you're just like, the show's dead to me.
No.
Okay.
The ending just sucked, but I love Game of Thrones.
Is this an original thing, or is this also written by George?
I don't know. I think he's involved, but I don't know if it's... Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I have no idea. Hmm. I should look it up. I don't know. But yeah. Who's it deal with?
Dragons.
No.
These are the Targaryen family.
Yeah, the Mad King.
The Mad King,
yeah,
that's right. I know about Game of Thrones. I've watched that show. I know everything about it.
Oh, God. I know what you guys are really excited for, though.
What is that?
Avatar.
The Last Airbender?
The Way of Water.
This movie's not good.
It's not even out. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, the first movie. The first movie's like average at best.
What are you talking about? It's like Chainsaw Man.
I'll kill you. I'll jump over this table.
I would say Avatar is about as good as JoJo.
I'll kill you. Where's that knife? Where'd it go?
You know, Avatar is to the mainstream what JoJo is to anime fans or manga fans.
Do I have to revoke your anime card?
Nope.
Is that? I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
I can. I have that power here. Because, as Blavin knows, because he listens, I am the anime expert, so.
I'm going to hard agree on that one.
See? I told you.
I know he's only hard agreeing because it bothers me. That's the only reason. Because he's also a JoJo fan. He introduced me to it.
Mm-hmm. And now you guys know. You guys are.
I can see his face right now. It's not very happy.
It was a long con to get you into Avatar. James Cameron, baby!
Okay. I think the trailer looks all right. I mean, it looks like a CG adventure, whatever.
It's wild now that, like, CG has come to such a point where, like, the movie that's supposed to be the pinnacle of CG is like, yeah, it looks pretty good.
I think it's one of those things, though, that you won't be able to understand until you see it in theater at the way that Cameron wants you to watch it.
360,000 frames a second or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Can't the human eye only go up to so high?
Yeah, I think after like 120, it's like diminishing returns. Like you just can't tell.
Yeah, it's. I mean, do you walk up to random people on the street and tell them that their resolution is so clear?
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah, all the time. I tell people I see them in 8K.
Only with your glasses on, though.
Absolutely. Because after that, it's like fucking 480p.
He puts on the glasses, HD, takes it out, SD, HD, SD.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
Man, the frame rate in this office sucks. Holy, get some assets out of here.
All right. And my last pick was the trailer for The Boys Season 3. And again, Anthony, why haven't you watched the show?
Every single time you show me something from The Boys, yeah. I'm like, I would absolutely love this show.
You would love this show.
And then I never watch it.
You should watch it. It's real good.
Blavin, have you read the comics?
I have. And also, isn't there an HBO show called Girls?
I have no idea. Is there? Oh, is it the... Yes. Oh, yeah. There is. There is. Lena Dunham or
whatever? I think so. Not related at all, but...
No, not at all, but...
Would you recommend... Have you watched The Boys, the show, or no?
Yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah. What about the comics?
Yeah, also recommended both. I think they're... The fact that they kind of turned the superhero genre on its head, in a way, it's always people's, I guess... interest, whether what happens if Superman was bad, you know? They had that one movie with the kid who was Superman.
Oh, the horror movie?
The horror movie. What was it called?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then there's also alternate reality Supermans where he grows up in Russia instead, right? These are the kind of... I'm not saying Russia's evil inherently, but, you know.
Yes.
But these are the kind of things that they think about, some people think about, and they made it into a... The whole concept is basically that. I mean, Homelander is the real main character, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you like Invincible, right? You probably like this, too.
Oh, Invincible was so good.
No, you don't like Invincible?
No, I just love the title card, how every time...
Oh,
they
shut
have to
up! It. He does listen, fuck.
He does.
Oh, fuck. Okay, all right. Those are my picks. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I'm going to continue on TV shows, and that She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, is getting her own show.
Give me some better CGI, bro.
Yeah, it's not great.
Oh, really?
Especially on a Marvel budget.
I was just joking. I was just joking.
It's fine. Her hair has like the problem of like PS3 level wrestling games where it's like they could never get the hair just right. And it just looks kind of off.
Mm.
But my favorite Marvel 3 here character is finally getting her own show.
How you feel about this? You actually going to watch it?
No. Probably not. Because it's on what, Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have Disney Plus. And everything we watch of Disney Plus is here. So unless we watch it here, then
no.
Sure. You know,
no.
Maybe have a slow week.
No, I'll be watching Jedi.
I'm waiting for the crossover with Daredevil where she has to be in the...
Speaking of Daredevil, this just broke, but they're redoing that Daredevil TV show.
Why? It just came out. Why would they redo it?
Did you say just came out?
What, came like 5 years ago?
No, longer.
Really?
2014. 2015.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But I think they're rebooting it.
With the same actors?
I think so, yeah. Because did you know that the those Netflix shows aren't canon anymore?
After the buyout?
Yeah.
Huh. So they can redo The Punisher, is what you're telling me.
Sure.
Nice.
There's only one character they need to redo. Or keep the same way it is.
Who?
Iron Fist.
Oh, God.
That show really was bad. God damn.
Man, in that show, when the henchmen fight better than Iron Fist, you kind of have to wonder.
Yeah.
What was the guy? Was it in season 2 where he fought like a kung fu expert who was like in front of a door? And they had to be like, I gotta rewatch. No, I'm not gonna rewatch it. What the fuck am I talking about?
I was like, really?
Huh? No, I'm not gonna do that. Never mind. But yeah, so She-Hulk's getting her own show. It's coming out, I believe, in the summer, if I remember that correctly. I might be wrong.
August 13th.
August. There you go. August 13th. After that, we have Monster Hunter Rise had their event, Sunbreak. They had their little May event. And we'll just talk about the trailer with Malzino, who's like the cover monster, basically.
Yeah.
And we see our hero, or your hero, fighting with like AI people. it seems. Or at least that's what, how they show it off. I don't know if these are like skins that you can just play as the people from the story, like the quest people, or if they're gonna, just going to join you as AI characters in the battle.
Has there not been a time when AIs have joined you?
I don't believe so.
Has, like besides the, what do you call it?
Like the story relevant quests and then they go away.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the Ace Hunter in that, remember?
When?
I'm pretty sure they come with you. There has to be at some point in time when they helped you on your quest and stuff. Single player, though.
I can't remember.
I can't remember either, but I'm sure it has to have happened.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, I'll believe it. But yeah, I just usually remember, like, story-wise, in the quest, they talk to you, but, like, actively hunt with you. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, Malzino looks sick. He's got, like, life-stealing slugs that, like, fly around and sap life from the world. And it all the night stuff looks cool. But June 30th, it's coming out soon. It'll be there. It's cool.
You buying this game?
I bought it.
When did you buy this game?
So I was going to save it for my week, but I'll tell you now. So I got into the CSGO skin game. All right. Uh-huh. So in my Steam inventory, I was checking through all like the stuff I had, and I had a Glock skin for Counter-Strike Go. It was worth $100.
Wow.
I put it up on the market for $90. I woke up the next day and was like, congrats, you sold your Counter-Strike skin. And I got $90 of Steam credit.
Wow.
And so I got Endwalker and I got Sunbreak.
Oh, you bought Endwalker.
Yeah.
Did you sub to 14 again?
Yeah.
Wow. Bro.
It's all free, baby.
Bro.
Nothing but gains.
Bro. That's awful.
Nah, it's pretty cool. But you know what else is pretty cool?
Nope.
Sniping people. Uh-huh. This one's kind of just for me. I really love the Sniper Elite series.
I heard.
It's a very fun sniper sim game. They're coming out with their fifth installment of the game. And as usual, it's coming out with a DLC where you can shoot Hitler in the balls. If you guys don't know what this game is, it is probably, you've probably seen like YouTube clips or like maybe like Instagram clips,
yeah,
of a game where you're a sniper and when you shoot a guy in a vital, it does like a slow-mo x-ray Mortal Kombat fatality, and you could see the bullet destroy a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm,
like their brains or their balls or their mm-hmm liver or whatever. That's that game. Sniper Sick. Elite's really good. They usually go on sale very quickly, so
oh,
I'm excited for a sale.
Okay. That makes more sense. Okay, cool, cool.
But those games are cool. Check it out. Keeping on the game stuff, we're in remake territory again, or I guess we always are. There was a Silent Hill image, allegedly, that was leaked on... I didn't even know this was a thing. Apparently, there's horror game leakers. This guy, Dusk Golem, on Twitter, he had leaked a supposedly Silent Hill image, which was then copyright claimed by Konami.
Mm.
And with that, a bunch of people are like, oh, so these Silent Hill game rumors might be real. That a new Silent Hill game is being done by the Bloober team.
Who?
You probably haven't heard of them, but they've done a bunch of horror games. They did Layers of Fear, and they did The Medium.
Yeah, no.
So those are pretty popular in like the Twitch React type stuff.
Okay.
Where streamers play horror games and stuff. I don't know. Like, so my question is, oh, sorry, I'll continue on with the story, but there's also a Silent Hill 2 remake allegedly being made.
Okay.
Also done, I believe, by the same team. So they're just like double dipping. And because like Konami, all their casinos and shit like got trashed because of COVID. So I guess they were developing these in the interim. But I want to ask you, do you think like Silent Hill's type of horror kind of flies today? Where most horror games that are released, on, especially on PC, are more jump scare rather than like atmospheric psychological horror?
Sure, why not?
God damn. Only the best.
It's just really funny because, you know, Anthony probably prepared this question. He's like, I want to have deep, thoughtful conversation with my friends. And then Vince just basically the equivalent of D's nuts. Just that's basically what he just said.
God damn.
No, I don't see why not. The games have gotten more diverse. I don't see why I wouldn't.
True. Yeah, it is. But I
you mean like you want it to be a commercial success?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know if it'll be a commercial success in the same way that like a jump scare game, like a Five Nights at Freddy's or something like that would.
Okay.
just because they're slower burns, it's not like a YouTube React type of thing. Unless like the Bloober team, they totally take that game and turn it into something completely different. But
I don't know. It's tough to say. Like, I don't know how well I'm not too deep in the streamer scene, so I don't know how well these kind of games work.
Well, I mean, now I'm being a very big boomer here. Uh-oh. You know, this is the TikTok generation. So
yeah.
I mean, it's true. They do have lower attention spans. So something like this that probably won't catch their interest in the first couple of hours. How long did it take for Silent Hill 1 to do anything, right? Mm-hmm. You were just walking around in snow and nothing really happened until way later. It's hard to be immersive now because everybody wants quick. I think everybody wants quick reactions or something like that, like you said, with the Twitch streamers and stuff like that right away. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all valid. Like, we still all play single player games, right? It probably would not be good stream content, but for people who just want to play games to play games, I think it's fine.
Yeah. I kind of hope that Silent Hill gets back into like the limelight.
Why?
I love those games. Like, even now, one of the scariest games I've ever played is Silent Hill 4.
But just let it die.
I guess. So yeah, Let It Die is a game that came out on the PS3 made by Suda 51, and that's getting a sequel. No, but Silent Hill's coming out. Hopefully these aren't just Konami cash grabs and something good comes out of it, but we'll see. I don't really trust Konami with anything now.
Okay.
Also, there was a series of art trailers, I guess you could call them. I think it was like a five-part series, on the new Dead Space remake.
Okay.
So Dead Space 1 is getting remade. It's coming out in January of 2023, which is the tentative date. And I just wanted to mention that those art trailers are actually very interesting to get in like a developer side look at how they make these games and how they're trying to revamp the game for the current generation. Because that game came out on the PS3? So I like those Dead Space games. 3 kind of fell off, but 1 and 2 were really, really good.
I think I just only played 1.
That's probably a good place to stop.
Which is the one where he does it in the eye?
That's 2.
Okay, then I played 1 and 2.
Okay, yeah. 3 is kind of an action game. It's like horror Call of Duty.
Oh, wait. 3 had co-op.
Yep. Yeah, it did.
It was Gears of War.
Yeah.
That game was sick.
It was okay. It was fun. All right. And then my last two are, I guess, like real-world finance related. So one, we all know about the graphics card shortage.
What shortage?
What are you talking about?
There's no shortage.
You couldn't find graphics card for a long time.
It's here now.
Yeah, here and now. Okay, we got it. But before, back in the day, you know, during the pandemic days, we had the graphics card shortage of 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
It was slim pickings, all right? NVIDIA, turns out, was underreporting how many graphics cards they were selling to crypto miners.
Sick.
And the SEC fined them $5.5 million.
Chump change.
To NVIDIA, especially now that they're making so much profit, yeah, that's kind of chump change, and it's a little disappointing to see the Securities and Exchange Commission only did $5.5 million.
Yeah.
But it kind of shows like, hey, they were lying to you the whole time. It's kind of fucking shitty that they didn't give it to consumers. They're just selling them wholesale to Bitcoin miners. There's a really interesting story on The Verge about it. I recommend you go read it. It's pretty cool. But the biggest one probably happened this week, which is cryptocurrency, the hottest decentralized currency you can have, absolutely fucking tanked. It seems like a lot of investors are just offloading all their crypto. I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of North American governments raising interest rates on everything everywhere. So they're just trying to take this unknown source of revenue and turn it into cash as quickly as possible. Bitcoin had went from $50,000 a coin on May 4th to now $38,000 in today.
Damn.
Ethereum went from a peak of like 3,000 a coin in April to now 2,000 a coin. The biggest one, though, is this thing called Terra Luna. The story is crazy. So Terra Luna is what's called a stable coin. And it's always, what that means is that it's always supposed to be tied to the American dollar. So it uses an algorithm to check the value of the American dollar. And either it generates more coins to bring the price down to a dollar, or it generates, or it takes away coins artificially to bring the price up to a dollar.
Okay.
Terra Luna, their stock price went from, sorry, let me pull it up. It went from $150 or so, $144 around their share. I want you to guess what it's at today.
What was it starting again?
$144.90 per share. I want you to guess what it's at today.
Seven.
$7?
Yeah.
It's very generous of you.
Oh, God. That bad.
It's at 0.00019 a share. It lost 100% of its value.
Whoa.
And if you guys look up Terra Luna losses on Twitter, there are people who are just like, I lost my whole portfolio to this coin.
Nice.
Or like, I lost like millions of dollars.
That's just what I like to hear.
Absolutely tanked. It is worth less than a half a penny now.
That's wild.
And all that loss happened from May 4th, like end of trading day, to the 11th. Just nosedive. It was hilarious.
Holy smokes.
So I recommend you guys check out some stories on the Luna coin and how everyone lost their fucking crypto fortune on it. Because it's like, on one hand, it's kind of sad because like a bunch of people are now like bankrupt because they put all their money into Luna coin. But on the other hand, it's absolutely buck wild, crazy, and funny that it didn't happen to me. So those are my picks.
Sick. Wow. I'm just actually looking up graphics cards right now. You can get anything you want.
Yeah, but I'm saying back in the day you couldn't.
And you can get like $400 off.
Back in the day you couldn't.
You need a 3090?
I do.
Yo, let me tell you about this. Jeez.
Why would I get that when the 4000 series is coming out, Vince?
Because you won't be able to run the 4000 series.
On my motherboard?
No, because you're, I don't know, fuck it. I just want to say you can't.
Why? That's fucked up. It's mean.
You might as well just build a new PC, actually.
All right, I'll do it.
Wow. So easily convinced.
I have a full tower. I could fit it. It's fine.
All right, cool. Do you want to go to some emails?
Yes.
Do you like emails, Blavin?
Use them every day.
Wow. Well, because Roland wants to talk about CD's nuts. He does. I'm not lying to you. Damn, the vid's really still got you, huh?
It's not the vid. It's just a cough. It's still there.
Hello, TNIB. So I've recently found myself buying a few new things. Just like Anthony.
Nice.
Music CD albums. Honestly, I would have loved to get into vinyl, but I just couldn't take the plunge on buying a turntable and what's basically bigger, better, but more expensive CDs. Anyways, here's the question. Are there still some music albums that you find yourself firing up from top to bottom, or have you completely succumbed to just clicking shuffle on charts or playlists you've either made or stolen? Cheers, Lon. P.S. If you guys are curious, I got Vince Staples' Ramona Park Broke My Heart.
It's a good album.
Is that Haim's Days Are Gone?
Yep. Yeah.
And Carly Rae Jepsen, Emotion.
That's a sick album. That album slaps.
So
Vince, you listen to CDs back to front?
No. I was okay. I'll say this. I love shuffle. In high school, I fucking rocked the shit out of the original iPod shuffle. Mm-hmm. Wore around my neck. That thing only had one feature, and that was shuffle.
But have you ever listened to a CD back to front? Like just to like, maybe like not to actively see what they were trying to do with the CD, but just like you've done it by accident, maybe.
Oh no, I've done it on purpose.
Oh okay.
I bought the original CD to the Pokemon movie.
Hell yeah!
I did that back to front.
Well, you didn't get the Space Jam CD.
I also did it with Mulan.
It's a good album. It's a good album.
But like music, no.
Blavin, do you listen to albums back to front ever?
So this is gonna date myself here.
Oh yes.
There's please. Only two albums that I've gone back to front, but they were in tape format.
No, oh, baby.
One of them was the soundtrack to Ninja Turtles 2: Secret of the Ooze.
Okay.
Wow.
And the other one was Spice Girls' first album. I wore that tape out.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Spice Girls was their first album.
I don't know what it is. I'll look
That's
it up.
That's the only album name I remember. But dang it. Was that back in the Philippines?
Yes. And I've listened to albums back to front. Some of my old CDs are mostly from my dad. So Billy Joel, I've listened to his stuff back to front. But usually it's just greatest hits albums. So I haven't listened to a new artist or anything like that CD all the way through.
Oh, very recently. Spice was the first album.
Oh, it was just like almost self-titled.
Wannabe, Say You'll Be There. Oh, To Become One, Love Thing.
That's a good album.
Last Time Forever, Mama, Who Do You Think You Are? Oh, Stop was on Spice World. Oh, this is okay. All right, all
right. Yeah, honestly, almost 80% of the songs in that album, I think, were hits, right?
Yeah, they were all hits.
The other one that I listened to front to back was Nelly's Country Grammar album. The first one. Is that what it's called?
Fuck.
What? Come on, it was good.
Nelly's Country Grammar?
Is that the name of the album? I don't know. It had a lot of his hits on that
one. No, that's the album.
It had a lot of hits on that one CD, I think.
I'll let you know. He had...
Intro. Everyone loves Intro.
Oh, he had Ride With Me. Yeah, yeah.
EI?
I think that was it.
Maybe it's his second album. Maybe I could be wrong.
Yeah, Country Grammar only had EI. I think it had Country Grammar.
Yeah, but
I think
what was the second CD? It was the one that was blue.
It was one that was blue?
Was that the one
where he was in like the truck and he had like a hat on? No?
No, that was St. Lunatics, I think. He had a second album, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, I think it's the second album that was blue. I don't think it was Nellyville.
I want to say it was... Yes, Nellyville? Uh-huh. Yeah, Sweat. Oh, no, I know the last album I did front to back. I remember now.
What is it? Tell me.
It's Justin Timberlake. And it was... I think it was the Crazy Sex Love Sounds.
Oh, my God. That's another one I did do front to back.
Yeah, that's the one.
That one was a good album. Wow.
Yeah, Future Sex Love Sounds. That's the one. Oh, my God. That's a good album.
My God.
That's a good album.
Those are good albums. I agree. I agree. I recently have gotten back into listening to albums back to front because there was a good chunk of time when digital sales first started happening recently.
Yeah.
To where people weren't really making albums anymore. It was just like, here's a collection of songs and just listen to it however you want because nothing leads into anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But more recently, I've gone back and I've listened to Tourist History by Two Door Cinema Club. That album front to back is absolute banger. And most recently is I listened to Kendrick Lamar's new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. It's a double album. He released it on Spotify.
Is that, how new is that?
Like 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like real
Somebody's
new.
Somebody's into music.
Yeah, so I listened to that. But my all-time favorite album to listen to back to front is Demon Days by the Gorillaz. I really love that album, and it tells like a whole story from top to bottom. And it also doesn't hurt that it was like the CD I had in my CD Walkman in high school.
Wow.
So
cool.
I didn't have no fancy iPod.
You know, it's weird, but music to me, I always just find one song randomly, and then I listen to it over and over again for a long time. And then I find another song, and then I just have a collection of single songs that I find out or I hear from random life events. I said, oh, this song is catchy. And then I have it. And then I'll have just this collection of songs. That's why when my iPod is on shuffle, like you said, it's so weird because it can go from anime music to one and then go to country and then go to rap and then go to, you know, hard rock. But it's just all over the place. But usually I only really know the hits of people, like different artists. And lately I've been getting into Kenny Loggins. Yeah, he had a lot of other songs that weren't just the ones he did for movies like Footloose
and
Top Gun, which I'm assuming is Vince's favorite movie of all
time. Dude, are we seeing that this weekend or
what? I would love to see
that. Are we seeing this weekend?
Oh my word.
Anthony, have you seen Top Gun?
No.
Oh my God. Should
I watch Top Gun?
You need to watch Top Gun.
So we can go see it on a long weekend?
You need to go watch Top Gun.
As long as you don't go on a Saturday, it's fine.
Oh, you got a date? What's going on?
No, I have plans.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But yeah, I think that more artists should start making albums that can be listened to back to front with like a purpose. I don't know, personally.
I think a lot of them do, no?
Now they do. Now it's getting more so getting that way, which I thoroughly enjoy and I recommend. But yeah, also good choices on your albums. That Carly Rae Jepsen album is much better than her first album. And she doesn't get enough credit. Or it's just Call Me Maybe and nothing else.
That's all that matters.
You know what Anthony reminds me of? You ever seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that one scene where they go in to fight the final boss? and some random dudes in the corner just saying, man, I love their first album. It's way better than their first album. Yeah. That's Anthony.
I can't fight this.
Damn. All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Also, I just wanted to say, you'd be surprised at how many people, like, I guess, like hipsters, I guess, they buy vinyl and don't own a record player. So don't feel bad about getting into vinyl and not having a record player yet. Just if you find something cheap, maybe grab it.
I think that's the same as anybody who just wants to collect, right? You know how many people I know buy cars and don't drive them?
That's fucked up. You got to drive the car.
You know how many people buy toys and leave them in the box?
That's also dumb. We rip on those people when we go to events, dude. Not cool.
Yeah.
I opened that Denji already.
Oh, shit. Wow. That's fast. Anthony, you want to take the second question?
Yeah, I will. We have a question to chew on. Paul Chu writes in, I've already submitted my question last week, but I wanted to say, welcome back, Anthony. Glad you're back.
Wait, why are you laughing in there?
Who creates the puns? Is it one of you two?
Yeah, we both did. We both come up with them.
Do you do these for yourselves? Yeah. Okay, interesting. I thought
you listened to the show.
I mean, hilarious, guys. Love it.
It's just different seeing it live, you know? Yeah, it's Paul Chu. So it's a question to chew on. What the fuck? Come on.
Actually, a lot of them just started writing with their own little fucking puns.
Yeah. Some of them, when it's like a newer listener, they'll write, they know that we make puns, so they'll write their own so we don't like fuck them over with something bad.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not into the TNIB deep lore.
So here, I'll start from the top. I've already submitted my question last week. But I wanted to say, welcome back, Anthony. Glad you're back and hopefully healthy. Yeah,
He's not. He's
I
still
am.
Degenerate.
I got a cough. Oh, yeah. I can't. There's no cure for degeneracy. There's no way. Also, I wanted to say that I really enjoyed last week's episode. It's nice to hear opinions and thoughts from someone on the outside looking in. I wonder how my wife would answer the same questions. Don't ask her those questions.
Don't ever ask her.
If you want to continue to be married, don't ask her those questions. What is something beloved from your youth or just earlier in your life that you haven't revisited for fear that it won't hold up and you don't want to taint the memory? Mm. Are you able to watch, play, read something that no longer holds up, but you still revere it for how much you loved it back in the day? I'll even start with this one.
Something that I think won't hold up. Okay, so everything that I like in the past, especially from my childhood, I know won't hold up. But that doesn't mean I won't revisit it. For example, Power Rangers is fucking garbage, but I still watch it. Beast Wars looks like shit, like hella trash. Oh my god. But, you know, I still like it. I don't know. Time happens. Things get old.
But do you ever not revisit them in order to not taint your memory?
No, because when it gets long enough, I can't remember it.
Oh, so you don't have it in your memory banks? So you have it in your mind palace?
I mean, like, I guess like I could be like, I'm sure I like this, but
I think there's only been one thing where I've gone back and I remembered as a kid where I'm like, I loved this shit. It was so good. And that was National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, but that was never good to begin with.
Yeah, but I loved that shit as a kid. Okay. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. And I rewatched it and I was like, wow, this movie is dog shit.
It's the greatest movie
in
the world.
It's so fucking bad. Holy shit. But I never like don't go back to something just because I'm like, oh no, it's not going to be good or whatever. Like, you kind of got to roll with the punches if something's not good.
What about games?
Yeah, I guess there's some games.
There's lots of games you go back to, you're like, yo, this was fucking ass.
Like, what? What have I gone to that was ass?
Like Mario 3.
What? The best Mario game? No, it's the second best. Now Odyssey came out.
Okay.
Dude, it's Super Mario Odyssey, Super Mario 3, and then Super
Mario
World.
You know what's real shit? And then I went back to it. Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid is a little rough on the controls.
Like, holy fuck, that game is shit. Same with Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry 1 does not hold up. It's true. Devil May Cry
everything
2
from that era. What else is there?
Not everything.
Resident Evil.
No, those are still good.
No, the original PS1?
No, those are still fun.
No, that game is shit.
They got the FMV cutscenes. They got the tank controls. That's a fun and a history lesson.
Need for Speed Underground, absolute trash.
Well, it's a racing game. What are you going to...
Wow.
Most racing games don't hold up. So, except for Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition,
that's
baby.
Also trash. Wow. What do you got?
What do you think my favorite Final Fantasy is?
8. That's so trash now.
Oh, buddy. So I bought the remaster, and I went into it, and I told myself that I was going to enjoy it. I sat there and I was so frustrated by the UI.
Wow.
I was so frustrated about all the menus, wow, how slow everything was for no reason, like the transitions between screens.
Just, wait, really? It was slow?
It's.
Aren't you playing this on your PC?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, it doesn't matter what you're running it on. There's a triple speed.
Yeah.
Right? And you can turn off encounters.
Yeah.
But man, if I didn't do that and I played it normally, you know how long it would take to walk from point A to point B sometimes?
Yeah, forever.
Oh my gosh, just the random encounters all the time. Mm-hmm. And oh my word, I can't believe that I burned that much time back when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have done the patience for that because I guess I'm spoiled by the quality of life changes that everything has happened over the past few years. And I don't think that I could play the original Final Fantasy VIII on PlayStation anymore because I just lose my patience.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the remaster, though, is dope.
Okay. I see you've gotten more naked, Anthony. What the fuck?
What? I took off my sweat. I was sweating. I thought it'd be colder in the basement, and then it wasn't.
Okay.
Like all the body heat going on here. All
right.
But yeah, I don't know. It's inevitable. I would never say don't go back to something just because you think it's going to be bad. Like, just if you want to play it, remember it. You'll probably get like a flashback to like back in the heyday. But
there's a word for that.
What is it? Nostalgia?
Yeah,
you'll get nostalgic for it, and you'll be like, oh, I remember when I used to play this. It's like, oh, it's unfortunate that it doesn't hold up. Like, very rarely do you have the National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation experience. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Don't stop yourself from going back to stuff. It's good. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes it holds up. So,
sometimes. Most times it doesn't.
Like those Tony Hawk remakes.
Shit.
This is sick. They hold up. They're real good.
Wait, the remakes, though. They're not.
Yeah, Tony Hawk 1, but is a little hard to go back to. But the Tony Hawk 2, or the Tony Hawk remake, is the Tony Hawk 2 control scheme with, I think they just added reverts. So it's pretty much the same game, and it plays exactly pretty much like Tony Hawk 2. So they're pretty faithful to it.
Okay.
It just looks nicer.
Cool. All right. You want to get into some stuff we've been up to, guys?
Yes.
Do you want to hear about anime? I have lots of anime to talk about. I have lots of anime.
Do I have a choice?
So I watched the 86 finale.
Is this the war racism, poor people thing?
In Spider Robots.
Yes.
I don't know why they delayed the last two episodes. Literally nothing happens.
Does it look good, at least?
It looks no different from the show. So that was that. Done. All right. Ranking of Kings. I finished this.
And?
Did you like the first half?
Yes.
Second half is worse.
Worse?
Wait, you finished the whole season one or season two?
Whatever's out.
He finished everything.
Oh, is the show over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're making any more. But it's also over. I haven't watched season two yet, so try not to be too hard on the spoilers.
What's your ranking, King?
It's okay. It's a great show. But let's just say the second half is not as interesting as the first half.
Second half of season two, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Or all of season two.
Okay, so that's the second half to you. Is that what you're referring
to? Yeah, yeah. Like, if this is a 24-episode show, I'm saying the back 12 episodes are not as interesting. They
okay, we'll see about that. We'll see.
Let's just say, for as shocking as the show opens up, they do tie a nice pretty bow by the end of it.
Well,
no.
You saw them. It's like a kid show, basically.
It's not a kid show. Yeah. That's what made it interesting.
Yeah, basically.
The villain's also just lame.
Mirror Lady?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I gotta pick this up. I gotta see.
I finished The Witcher season 2.
Is that show still going on?
That show was sick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out this Christmas. Blah blah blah. Witcher. Geralt.
No, I know. I just can't remember if I watched it or not.
Oh.
What happens in this one?
Ciri wants to become
a witch. Oh, they go to Kaer Morhen.
Yeah.
Yeah, this season was dope.
This season was sick. A lot of cool shit happened. I'm sad now that there's nothing else to watch for that.
Just replay through The Witcher.
You know, something interesting happened with this season, this show, and my family.
Your family? Like your actual family?
My little cousin, sent me...
Oh, no.
She asked me if I've seen Witcher season 2 because I'm a huge nerd.
Yeah.
I said yes. And I said, are you watching it? She sends me an edit of her watching, and when Geralt gets on screen, she just puts hearts on it and wrote daddy.
Oh, my.
She said that she loves Daddy Geralt when he becomes more daddy to Ciri. And I said, you know what? Yeah, I should have seen this coming.
How old is your cousin?
Oh, she's like 23.
Oh, okay.
But my word, I forgot that I'm watching a hunk of a man.
Yeah, he's very good looking. He's almost too good looking.
I don't know how he keeps that physique in the show. It's so crazy.
Potions.
Potions?
Potion seller.
Potions.
No,
eh?
It's elixirs, right? Yeah. Witcher yeah. elixirs.
Witchers.
Do they still keep all like the game reference stuff from the first season? In
Absolutely.
This? Yeah. Like he's making elixirs at campfires and shit.
He makes them in Kaer Morhen, but
he makes them.
Do you? You've played them, right?
Yeah, beat them.
I don't like what they did to the two bro witchers.
Oh,
Jesko and
the black guy and the guy with the longer hair.
No, I was more. Is it Eskel and Lambert? Yeah. Eska Lambert and, oh, what was the old guy's name?
Vesemir.
I just don't like how Eska became, you know, spoilers, that tree thing and all yeah, that jazz. Yeah, yeah. They're supposed to be the friends that hang out with Geralt all the time.
Yeah, well, they're not.
I know. They have to change it for this one, right? Yeah. So
I want to go back and play the game, but then I heard that they are doing a next-gen update.
Yeah, they announced that they're like doing a remaster of the, was it the Hunt, Wild Hunt or whatever? Yeah,
so that's this fall, so I'll just wait.
How much can CD Projekt Red milk one game?
Same amount that Elder Scrolls and Skyrim can do it.
Yeah, and they had to like double the development time on Cyberpunk, so
yeah, so
fancy a round of Gwent.
Yeah, no, so that was fun. But then I watched Madras of Darling.
All right.
And that is
all right.
Oh, that is a show.
Is it?
That's a great show.
Is it a show?
So wholesome.
Is it?
It's the most wholesome.
I went to Indigo today.
Yeah.
And all the My Dress Up Darling books were wrapped because it was not
because they were so wholesome. Eyes. They were so wholesome.
Dude, didn't they have cannot like a whole segment just focused on like titty sweat?
Wholesome. Girls get hot. All right? And you got to undo their dress sometimes.
All right. So I've caught up to the manga, so yeah. I know what you've seen.
Yeah.
Where do you lie on best girl for this year? Has she taken back the top spot? Is she still tied for first? What's going on?
She's currently at the top.
Ooh, okay.
Marin is currently at the top, but strictly because she's so fucking hot.
This girl doesn't exist, dude. All right? Not even in anime form. She's a figment about? Of your imagination. She doesn't. She's not real.
You know, you can't say that to me because you gave 2B Hot Girl of the Year.
We both.
Exactly.
Gave 2B.
So right. I can pick this one.
But that's the confirmation that I know she exists because we both agree.
And you right? read her, so whatever.
Yeah, and yeah, but she's like she's whatever.
So
she's
are you saying you have a candidate? Like
not yet.
I didn't think
eventually.
So.
Eventually. I'm sure something will come out this year.
You guys picked 2B?
We did pick 2B.
Yeah, when we had our hottest female tier list yeah. episode.
Why was she relevant this year?
No, years prior.
It was yeah, it was just like hottest girls that you can think of in a list, in a tier list. And we did it. I literally made a challenge bracket.
who did it come down to? 2B and...
Who cares? Not 2B. Second place is last place, dude.
Oh, God. No, there was a second girl.
That was a 9S?
No. No, come on. No, we... Because I remember it was like a... It was a struggle to get that second girl. But I don't know who. Maybe it was Kagome.
From Inuyasha?
Maybe. I don't know. Could be. It could be. I'm not too sure.
I think it was a real person.
No fucking way.
I think we had a real person.
No, because it was the waifu awards.
Didn't we have real people in there? I thought we had real people in there.
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Man.
Your waifu can't be 3D, dog.
I think it was Tifa.
Yeah, she can. Oh, it might have been.
I think it was Tifa. And I think it was like remake Tifa. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, 2B1, that's all that matters.
Anyways, yeah, so I was watching My Dress Up Darling. You all should watch that show. That show is amazing.
Do they get as deep as they do in the manga as for the cosplay stuff, right?
They do.
Okay.
They
I do. Really like that.
Like
portion
with like
of
the
show.
Fabrics.
Yeah.
And like sewing techniques and like.
Oh, you got to make the skeleton for the bra because X, Y, and Z. And,
yeah, like because they. Or you got to hold up the skirt. Yeah. And then I think the last episodes are they go to a festival.
Like they always do.
Of course.
I think the only thing I don't like about it is like, come on, just get together already.
No. You know that's not how this works, Vince.
Yeah, but that's why I like the other show that's happening this year, too. Have you heard the other one? I forget her name. Something with an S.
9S?
Not Sakamoto. That's fucking...
Dude, how cool is Sakamoto? Bring him back.
That's what I'm saying. The other girl is basically the girl version of Sakamoto.
Oh, is this the pink-haired girl?
Yeah.
Where it's like her boyfriend's just like
yeah, something
a
is a cutie, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But she like does rider kicks to save his life.
Dude, there's so many just like Instagram clips on that shit and like the stories reels where it's just like, oh my God, like a girl touched him and now I'm jelly.
What?
That's like the whole show. The whole show is like someone touches his very effeminate boy crush.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I'm going to play volleyball even harder now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. And yeah, that's more or less what I've been doing this week. All right. That's all I did. All
right. Okay. Respectable. It's not video games, but it's close enough.
Yeah. You know, I didn't actually play video games these past 2 weeks.
That's fucked
good
up.
For me. Damn. No, I lied. I played Valorant.
Dude, you played Valorant? Wait, what?
Yeah.
You have Valorant on your computer?
Yeah, I do.
Dude.
Valorant.
Tencent's looking at your PC. Get it off.
Who do you play on Valorant?
I want to try that new Filipino chick, the one who can run.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The sprinter? Yeah.
Interesting.
She's sick.
I thought that you would play Chamber.
Chamber?
Yeah.
Chamber?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's the suave one.
Yeah. But the girl can run in a game where you can only walk.
Is that the guy whose alt is just another op? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Chamber.
Okay. You didn't. All right. You didn't play any video games this week. Or the past 2 weeks. Yeah. I only played video games these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, Anthony is sick. I know what he's going to do. He should be resting, but no, he's going to stay up and play games.
I was resting.
What?
I was laying down and playing video games.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Instead of trying to actually get better, you're like, fuck this shit.
What better way is there to get better?
This is like when you got eye surgery and you're like, well, I'm going to go home and play video games.
Yeah. I just got to take breaks.
What's with the face, Blavin? What's with the face?
Because I got eye surgery and I didn't do anything. Yeah. You're not supposed to do something.
Well, I did it.
I knew it. I'm like, it doesn't matter if he's sick. He's just going to take that as, well, I need to play video games now.
And it was perfect. When I went to the doctor, they're like, Anthony, good job on the resting. You got 20/10 vision. I'm like, hell yeah. Thanks, doc. Wow. I rested so much.
Wow. Okay.
It's all good to go. But I finished. So I listened to the break show.
Yeah.
And you're right. I am going to talk about Legend of the Gaia 2.
Fuck.
I finished that game. Game does slap. Yeah. Oh. I think there are some problems.
Some?
Some. A little bit. Some story stuff where it's like a 20-year. I'm just going to say it. Who cares? There's some story stuff where they're trying to stop the main villain because he's all like, all these people who aren't people who can have JoJo stands are weak and they suck and I'm going to kill them all so we can have a world of only JoJo stands. And when they defeat him in the end, like something happens to where basically almost that happens. Like they have to reshape the world in a certain way where when they tried to stop someone from reshaping the world, and I'm like, what was the point of that final boss battle if it's just going to have like the same outcome almost? So that was kind of lame. And there is like some crazy difficulty spikes, especially in going up to the final boss, where I was like in my high 70s and I was like one-shotting the mobs on the way to the final boss. But then you get to the final boss and like
he one-shots you
and it's all dice rolls. So like bosses all have like a pool of moves that they can use, right? But there's no pattern in these games. There are boss fights where I would either get two shot by like two AoE moves in a row, or they would just use like when I die and retry, they just use normal attacks the whole fight and I just mop them. So there's like some balancing issues in the way that bosses use skills and stuff. But I still had like a really good time finding all the skills. Like there's ones I learned, but there was like different combination skills. So you can team up an art with another character and do like a super attack. There's mystic arts that you can only use if you're below 50% health and you have 100% of your like ability meter full. And yeah, I think that game is a very good like classic PS2 JRPG that still holds up and you can go back to and like get the idea of what that era was like. Is it the best option?
No.
No. But I still think it's a good option if you want to play something other than like
there's
Final
so
Fantasy.
Many good games from that era that you shouldn't waste your time on this.
It's good.
You know you should play instead?
Grandia 2?
No. Rogue Galaxy.
I love that game, but that game is like 90 hours.
And
it's
also
so long.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
That game holds up 100p. Game slaps. Mm-hmm. I also have the strategy guide for that.
Fuck off.
I'm going to pull that out. Get all the gun database, baby. You want all the fusions? You want all the gun fusion recipes?
No.
Come on.
No.
The other thing I've been doing is I've been playing a new card game that someone here has tempted me into playing.
You've been tempted?
It's not new.
It's new to me. I got back into Legends of Runeterra.
The League
of Legends.
Ooh, that game's
card
on
game.
Sale.
League, what?
Oh, the Rune King one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's good, actually.
Is it?
I heard it's a great RPG.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I've been playing Legends of Runeterra. It is a trading card game that you can play on your phone or on your PC for free.
Okay. Right?
Blavin got me back in because he told me, like, hey, just start playing this, like, labs thing. It's like an adventure mode where you go in and fight AIs and you can get, like, different passive stuff and you'll get weekly chests. And the game is so rewarding that, like, by the end of the week or, like, a week and a half, you'll have a deck that you can just make. And he was right. I just played the labs mode, the AI mode. I got my chests up to max in 2 weeks or for 2 weeks. And I had enough materials to make a meta deck.
What? That doesn't, I want to tell you guys that doesn't happen in any other card games. Like Hearthstone started to do that because they were losing players. And there's a lot of other card games. What's the Weep version of Hearthstone? Is it called Shadowverse?
Yeah, Shadowverse.
They started doing weekly stuff like that too because it's just difficult to get into these games and you need a good jumping off point for your player base. And I think Runeterra does it really, really well.
Yeah, they reward you enough to where, like, you can make something very fast, but also there's, like, enough of a grind to where, like, you're not going to get the whole library of cards in, like, a month or something. But there's so many reward tracks, and they can reward you specifically for what you want to play. So I wanted to play a deck in the Targon. Is it Targon?
Yes.
Yeah, in the Targon area, and they're champions and stuff. And so I could get on the Targon reward track and only get cards from them to speed up the process to make the deck I wanted.
Sorry, so just for people who are uninitiated. Sorry, wow, this is really loud.
Uninitiated?
So League of Legends is... Legends of Runeterra is based on League of Legends, yeah? And the champions, or the characters, I guess, from the game, yeah, as you would say, are from different, I guess, countries or regions. I would say regions. Is more like it. So, for example, Noxus is... Would you say the bad guys?
Yep.
They're kind of very bloodthirsty and power hungry. So a lot of their units have massive attack stats, but low defense stats. And then Freljord is like the glacial region. And a lot of, yeah, they're big in the butt. They have a lot of defensive options. Targon is the Mount Everest, I guess, of Runeterra. And people climb it to prove themselves or try to atone for sins or whatnot. So a lot of their cards have to do with getting buffed or putting work into one unit kind of thing, you know what I mean? And Demacia is kind of more akin to the knights. They are the ones who are, they value honor more than anything and the glory of battle and such. So each different region plays really differently. Shadow Isles is kind of, how would you explain it, Anthony?
They're like the necromancy, yes, class, I guess. Like they're all about like the spirit world and like the dark depths and stuff like that. They're like the more spiritual, and they have the most removal in the game. But the deck I made was a Pantheon Yumi deck, and in card games this deck is meant to go tall instead of wide. So going wide means you have a lot of minions and you just overwhelm them with small number or big numbers of units, but small numbers in terms of like attack and stuff.
This is the Karibo play.
Yeah, exactly. Infinite Karibos, baby.
Okay, got it.
And then this, the one I made, the Pantheon Yumi deck, is the legendary god card. It's one card that fucking slaps and you buff it to
all hell. Slifer, the Sky Dragon.
Exactly. How many cards you got in your hand, baby?
Obelisk.
Hell yeah. Wing Dragon of Ra.
That's the one.
And how this deck works is that you have a lot of creatures in your deck that have this keyword called faded.
Okay.
And when the card is faded, if you target... Faded. Are you just thinking of Soul Decision right now?
Yeah. It's fucking faded. Okay.
When you target this card with something like a buff or a battle trick or something, it gets +1/+1 permanently, but it can only trigger once per round. And the whole point of the deck is to...
I see.
Get one of those faded cards out and keep pumping it up in a way that your opponent can't deal with, even if they're attacking into you. And what helps comes in is a bunch of cards that give you like +2/+1 and overwhelm, which is trample if you play magic.
Yeah.
Your damage can get through even if you're blocked. Yumi, she has two options to summon her. Either you can just summon her as a 2/2, I believe, for 3 mana, a 3/3 for 3 mana, or you can attach her to a champion or a creature you have, and it gives them, is it then she gives them 2/2 or is it 3/3 again?
+1/+1.
And every turn, every time a turn starts, it gives them another +1/+1 permanently. But if you put them on a faded person, right, the target...
Oh, Joshua, you're right. It's a 3 mana 2/2.
Yeah, okay, 3 mana 2/2. And then when she targets that Faded, you get +1/+1, and then Yumi gives them +1/+1, and then next Faded. Round they get +1/+1, and it just keeps stacking up like that. And then the end game goal is that you either level up Yumi so that every turn she gives them +1/+1 and spell shield, so it's even harder to get rid of that big dude, or you play Pantheon. And Pantheon is a 4-mana 4/2. And is it still 4/2 or was it 5/3 before? 3/2. And he comes out with barrier, but his big thing is that if you've targeted your allies with mm-hmm. something like a buff or whatever on 5 different turns, he levels up. And when he levels up, he gains a keyword 4/2 for each time you've targeted someone in a turn.
Say a keyword?
A keyword. So maybe like a challenge where you can force a block, or lifesteal, or like quick attack, so you attack first and stuff like that. And you need a minimum of 5. So when you play him and he levels up, he gets 5 keywords. And if you've buffed him at all, or if he gets like the right keyword, it's kind of just like game over because you're alpha striking with him and doing everything the game has to offer.
Sorry, I'm just gonna interview him just for a sec. So I see you're confused.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're like, why is this any good, right?
Yeah.
So basically, keywords are basically the abilities of a unit, right?
Yeah.
Usually, most units only have one. It's very it's very uncommon it has multiple.
Yeah.
So some of the units, like Anthony said, is like lifesteal. So if I damage something, this unit, it heals you. It heals your HP amount. Tough, it takes 1 damage less from any source. What is it? Fearsome. So fearsome is it can't be blocked by someone with 3 or less power. Elusive, it can't be blocked unless the units blocking it also have elusive.
Mm.
So these are the kind of things, right? Pantheon itself comes with 2 keywords. 3, actually. It comes with barrier, meaning it will negate the first instance of damage that turn.
Yeah.
If you pass the turn, the barrier goes away.
Okay.
Faded, which is what Anthony said, is the core mechanic of his thing, where any turn you target this unit, even with your own shooting spell, even if you damage him, it gives him a permanent +1/+1, but it can only be triggered once per turn. And it comes with Overwhelm. So he cannot earn those 3 keywords because he already has them on his own character. Yeah. And because his level up condition is that you have to have targeted your allies 5 different turns, he has to come with 5 extra keywords minimum. That can't be those 3.
Oh, and they're all like really powerful.
Correct.
Oh.
So he basically will probably get the ones that you want. Oh, like he can attack twice, which is called Scout. He can be not blocked except for Elusive. So sometimes you just put down a Pantheon. He comes with Barrier, Faded, Overwhelm, because that's what he comes with normally. And he has 5 other keywords
that he can get.
That he can get that are insane if put into 1 package. And it was only for 4 mana. So
I see.
So basically Anthony would just play him. And if opponent can't deal with him that turn, he just takes over the game or wins you the game on the spot.
I see.
There are plenty of turns or games where I have played a Pantheon with 4, I guess, left out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Targeted him to get the Faded, and then he levels up. The Faded resets because he counts as a new card. You fade him again, and then the opponent just surrenders because they're like, oh, you have all the keywords that you need. I can't deal with him. Because he has a spell shield, and it's kind of just game over.
I see.
And spell shield, if anybody was wondering, is negate the first spell targeting this unit this turn.
Negate the first. Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. And it will stay between rounds.
Got it.
So unless you pop it, you can't. It doesn't go away.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this deck is absolutely bonkers. It is so crazy. The only deck I've lost to is a meme deck where they play this card called Anivia. And her whole thing in League of Legends is that she's like an ice bird. But when you kill her, she turns into an egg. And if you don't kill the egg, she revives.
That's not true.
Like a phoenix?
Oh, hold on. What Anthony left out is that she only comes back if they're at 10 mana, which is the maximum of the game. That means the game would have to have gone that long.
Oh.
And so that game, I got fucked because I did not draw any cards that had Overwhelm. So I didn't draw Pantheon. I didn't draw the buff that gives me Overwhelm. And so every time I would attack with my tall unit, he'd throw like a 1/1 in the way and no damage goes through. And then I got fucked that game.
Sick. Good job.
But I wanted to bring this up because I was so shocked about how fast they reward you with cards in this game. And if anybody has been having an itch to play a digital card game, I would wholeheartedly recommend this because I made a top tier meta deck in 2 weeks of just playing casually.
What's the economy like?
What do you mean the economy?
How much money do I throw into this?
Zero.
All right, so.
you got it, $0.
Oh, okay.
All the stuff you buy is either cosmetic, so you can get like an Infernal Pantheon skin. So when he comes in, he's a different skin.
Oh, you get skins for your cards?
Yeah, you can get skins for the back of your cards.
Oh my God.
You can get skins for your play field.
Oh my God.
So you get, it's like different mats and stuff.
Oh God.
Level up animations?
Yeah, level up animations. Or if you want to buy pre-con decks. So sometimes they'll have like, right now it's the Infernal series of skins. And then they have a deck that you can buy that comes with the two skins.
Wow.
Anthony's missing the most important meta.
What?
The emote meta. You have to buy emotes.
When can you emote in this game?
Anytime you want. You can come in with a loadout of 6 emotes. Oh, I got some sick emotes for the boys.
Oh my God.
My favorite one to use is this one guy, Heimerdinger. He's a...
What?
Yeah. His name's Heimerdinger. He's a champion.
Oh, okay.
But his emote... He's like a professor in the lore. But his emote is just a bunch of like math calculations in the background. And so whenever I drop like a Pantheon and they're like taking forever for their turn to figure out if they want to surrender or not, I just keep pressing that emote.
No, all those emotes are memes. That's the girl with the
map. Oh, yeah.
Every single emote is based on a meme, including the one with the person pointing at the cat.
Yeah.
They have one half of the girl pointing.
Oh, shit, really?
And then they have another cat legend just laughing. So like, oh, it's all memes. That's the real meta.
Okay. Cool.
So it's crazy. I would actually recommend this game. And anytime I get a chance to bash on Riot Games, I take it. But they did good here. Did you actually? Yeah. You spent money?
I bought board. I bought skins, bruh.
Ah, damn.
Pool party time, baby. Summertime.
I guess it's only a matter of time for you, Anthony.
No, I'm playing pretty cash. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. After that, I quickly want to bring up The Hunt Showdown is another game I played.
Man, that game is hard.
The game is very hard.
What is this?
So this game is a PvPvE
first-person
shooter. It is a squad shooter. And it is, according to my friend, it is what everyone plays when the Escape from Tarkov wipe gets stale and they stop playing Escape from Tarkov.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like set in like the Wild West kind of days. And it's more Wild West, like not Eldritch horror, but like horror kind of. There's a bunch of monsters, weird like tentacle things, and the goal of the game is that you go in either by yourself or with a squad, and you go into a map that's basically an arena. When you go in, there's two targets, so there's like big monsters that you can go find. You got to kill them and collect a bounty, but in order to find them, you have to find clues on the map. So you and your teammates have to go to each clue to figure out where the boss monster is, kill the boss monster, and then extract with the bounty while other people are trying to do the exact same thing and trying to kill you.
So you need to kill the monster and get the bounty?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can kill the monster and then die, and then someone else picks up the bounty because you did all the hard work and stuff like that.
I see,
all
right.
And how that actually, the big thing there is that when you kill the boss monster, who's already pretty hard, he takes like 3 minutes, I think, to like exercise. So while the ritual is happening and you're like banishing him to the Shadow Realm, you got to hold up fort. And
from the enemy team?
From any people, yeah, that are coming after you.
So
there's no teams.
Oh. There are teams. There can be teams.
There can be teams, but usually it's everybody against each other, right?
Yeah, so it'll be like squads all against each other.
Yeah.
Kind of like a battle royale.
Okay.
I only ever knew it as, like, if we were all playing, we'd each try to kill. I've never heard of the team.
No, maybe it's the mode my friend's been playing with, but, like, we'll go in as a team of two, and we're going up against other teams.
This is free to play?
No, it's not. You got to pay for it. But this game is brutal because it is like one shot kills almost. If you get hit with a headshot, you're down. But it is a bit more forgiving than something like Escape from Tarkov.
Because
you can be revived.
Oh.
So when you go into a map, you have your health bar and you have a pool of health, and it's segmented randomly into different chunks. And every time you go down, if you get picked up by your partner, that chunk is gone permanently for the rest of the map. And each chunk is random size. So you might go down and your first chunk, see in that picture there, is like 3 even bars.
Yeah.
you'll lose one of those chunks permanently and go down. But in certain cases, some people, like, their first chunk is tiny. So your first down doesn't matter, but your second chunk will be huge. And then you'll be like, just a light breeze passes by you and you'll die.
I see.
This game is the new is Crysis. It's the new Crysis. It's made by Crytek. And it is their, like, pet project to see how far they can push graphics. Mm. The lighting in this game is fucking beautiful. Mm. You can either crank this game all the way up to be, like, one of the best-looking games you've played on PC, or you can crank it all the way down to make it look like you're running it on Windows 98 PC.
All right.
It's really cool. And one of the main reasons I love it is that this game... The main enemy in this game, you would think, is other people. You would think that it's the other AI monsters around, but it is sound.
Oh.
So this game is called The Hunt for a reason, because you're hunting these things. And there are sound traps all over the map. So if you're walking around in the woods, there are certain sticks and branches that if you step on them, it'll make a loud crack. A gunshot can be heard map-wide. And depending on how far it is, you can tell if you're in danger or not. There are crows that if you pass by them too loudly, they'll fly away, and then that's like a visual cue for people to come after you. Like half dead horses on the ground that don't like it when you come near them and stuff like that. And the game is all about listening to your surroundings and hearing if people are near you.
Wow, this game is, I thought this game was new.
No, it's old. Okay, it's pretty old. So you gotta pay for the game.
Yeah, it looks expensive. Holy
once you
shit.
Get into the game, every piece of DLC, everything you need to play is in the package. Every piece of DLC is just cosmetic. There's no DLC that like makes you stronger than somebody else. They just make you look cooler. They make you look like Albert Einstein or something like that.
All right.
It's really, really fun. It is a harder game to get into, I will say, just because of how brutal the game can be, especially when you don't know the different sound traps and stuff like that. And there's a lot of little, like, different things you can do where you can, there's, like, yellow barrels that are around, and they have, like, they're basically the exploding barrels. But there's also a trail of oil that happens to go away from it.
Uh-huh.
But if you have, like, a flare gun, you can shoot the oil slick and then set people on fire, and then that blows up something, and it attracts monsters to the enemy. If you have like a flare, it does the same thing too, just like for nighttime and stuff. There's so many little mechanics that you have to know that if I didn't have somebody to tell me the ropes, it'd probably be really hard. But I had an absolutely fantastic time playing it.
Damn.
It is definitely my side Tarkov game now that everyone in Tarkov is just fucking jacked, level 60 plus.
Wow.
Doing all the best shit.
Wow.
But this game is really, really good.
Cool.
And I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
I think I've gone a little long, so I'm going to save my last one for next week, and then I'll just talk about those two games at the same time. But that's been my week.
Wait, what you been up to?
So, I reached a milestone in my life, IRL. I have finally got rid of all my social media.
Why?
I deleted Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Do you have Discord?
Oh, relax. That's not really social media. That's not really social media now, is it? Because I'm not mindlessly scrolling on Discord, you know what I mean? I just listen to people's hot takes on Discord.
Oh,
and I'm just like, wow, that is something.
Okay.
But over the past week, I've learned a couple of new things. I learned how to use an abacus.
Oh, to count shit.
Weird, though. That thing is quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, like it's...
Have you ever used one?
Yeah.
So you know how to use it?
Not anymore, like, because it's just so impractical.
The fives and the ones and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, for today, it's so impractical.
Well, I mean, I saw a video on how Japanese kids use it, and it's pretty interesting. They're so fast at it. I just don't know
It's the way that they're taught Japanese is based off of the abacus.
Oh, really?
Like, how they're taught math in Japan. Yeah. You know, like, the lines and stuff? That comes directly from the abacus.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so crazy. Yeah. It's cool. I think it's quite interesting, and I ordered one of my own, so maybe I can start using it. I don't know. It's just a fun exercise or whatever. Because turns out, after you delete all your social media...
There's nothing to do.
I'm bored, dude. But, you know, that gives me time to focus on stuff like Anthony said. I started playing more Runeterra, and there's going to be a new expansion coming out next week, actually.
For Runeterra?
Yeah. So it's kind of weird the way they do reveals and stuff like that, because every day, for example, let's say there's a Vince card coming out, right? Because mm-hmm. the whole game is centered around champions, which are the characters from League of Legends.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say there's a Vince champion, right?
Yeah.
They usually release on day, let's say of spoiler season, day one, they'll release Vince's support cards.
Yeah.
And then the next day they reveal your actual card.
Yeah.
So then, but it's kind of weird because when you first reveal, you know, Vince cards that are your yeah. support, you have no context of how good it is without the champion. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean like, it's like showing off all the weapons.
But exactly, you, but you don't know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, but you don't know how the character functions. So it's quite cool. So this kind of piggybacks on what I spoke with Anthony before. So remember how I said that there was regions in Runeterra?
Yeah.
So everybody's locked to a certain region. So yeah. For example, if you knew that this card was from a certain region, you know that they're going to excel at what that region does, kind of thing. It gives them a sort of identity, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying something new this time.
They're regionless.
That literally is what it is. Okay. It's people who wander around Runeterra. They're like wandering champions.
Are they kind of like, are they what, like jack of all trade cards? Like they're not super powerful, but like they're useful in every scenario?
We don't know. So one of the characters, you can put any region of cards in his deck, because only most decks, you're only allowed to have maximum two regions in your deck.
Oh, okay.
So now there is a card that allows you to put any cards from any region in your deck, but the caveat is the cards that you put in the deck have to have on-play abilities or something like that. So they have like deck building restrictions.
Okay.
Which is what they did with Hearthstone. I don't know if you ever played Hearthstone.
Yeah.
But they had cards which said, oh, you trigger my effect if there are no duplicates in your deck, or if your deck only consists of odd cards.
I see.
Instead of even. So I guess they're trying to do this kind of deck building restrictions. So, but yeah, and they're doing something interesting this time around, and I know most people out there might not be playing, but there is a mechanic in this game, which I think can only be done really in a digital card game, where you can plant traps in your opponent's cards so that when they're drawn, they like hurt you for one, or they hurt your units for one. And that can only be done in a digital card game, right? Because
you can't
do that in a regular card game. But now they have the reverse, where you plant traps in your own deck, and when you draw it, your units get buffed. So I think that's quite an interesting thing that they're putting in. And so I like how they're playing around with the digital space and trying to do more things that are kind of unique.
That's
cool.
That's pretty cool.
But
I dig it.
What really is important is that next month they're releasing cosmetics.
Oh, God.
For D&D themed stuff. Because the characters in Runeterra have D&D themed skins in League of Legends. And I'm going to get them.
Oh, jeez. Did you also buy the Street Fighter Magic cards?
No, did you see those? Yeah. What's the deal with Magic these days?
I don't know.
I've been following. Oops. Sorry, that's my bad. Yeah. I've been following Magic. Have you guys been following Magic Finance at all? You have, right?
I've been watching a little bit. This guy's like Alpha Investments. He's like a YouTuber that does that stuff. But the Secret Layer shit is like incredible. Such a huge moneymaker for them now.
How do you
now.
Know about this?
Because I talk about it on the show.
He does, but I have a friend who also talks about a lot of. They're into the Transformers TCG. That's fucking dead.
So, yeah, that's
just conversation leaks into MTG.
So I got out of Magic the Gathering
a
few years ago now. Yeah. I can't believe where it's gone, where most of the time they're just trying to sell collector cards, and it's kind of predatory.
That's the market we live in.
I know. It's so strange. You wake up every morning and there's a new Walking Dead Secret Lair or Secret Lair Vince's Desk Edition where cards are just... look like they're from your dad. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so weird, man. I can't believe it.
It's COVID, man.
The latest Secret Lair is like Pride Across the Universe.
I forget
that. So they're doing it for like Pride Month. They have like, what's the one, the card Bearscape? Do you know that card? But they have it as just like, it's a bunch of hairy dudes in a sauna. Get it? Like
I wonder how well that will do.
I don't know. It's just, sometimes what they do just feels like pandering no matter what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, like even their latest boosters and stuff with like, I think it started with Kamigawa. I don't know if it did or not. I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong. But they have like different types of boosters now where it's like they have draft boosters, they have regular boosters, and they have collector boosters. And then if you draft, the cards in those are better suited to draft. If you just want to collect, there's more cards and there's more alt art cards. And then regular is just regular, but...
Did you see the new set, though, for Magic? I don't know if anybody's here.
No.
It's based on Art Deco.
No, I haven't
seen
it.
I got a land from that.
Yeah, so you know what Art Deco is, yeah, right? Yeah. It's based on that, and it's quite cool, I think, the way they look. So, I mean, their ideas are pretty out there, and I think they're quite unique, but man, I their predatory practices is insane to me, where magic is gone. But just hopping back to Runeterra real quick, you know there's a PvE mode in Runeterra that Anthony said, right?
Yeah, kind of like how Hearthstone had it.
Right, so it's like an adventure mode, right? Yeah. And it's kind of a, whatchamacallit, like a randomizer, so you get random power-ups and stuff.
Yeah.
Would it surprise you guys to know that from their tracking their stats, 65% of the player base plays that mode only?
Really?
I believe it.
That's what I did not believe that, because I thought that people who play Runeterra would come from League of Legends, which is basically only PvP.
I don't know, because like you said, this game is mobile.
Yes.
Like, if you're doing PvP, is that what? You could take a turn and pause, and then, like, or do you have to be there and play the whole time?
You have to be there because there's a timer.
Okay, then, yeah, then that's why. That's why. That's it. No one's going to be on their phone like
there's
that.
There's also, it's also, like, important to remember that I think the majority of League players only play ARAM. And if you're in gold, you're top 30% of all players who play League of Legends. So, and that's not, like, gold is just, like, I'm going to bash my head against the wall until I get it. So,
that I don't get the connection. What?
Like, it's mostly, like, a lot of competitive people, it's a competitive game, but mostly casual people play it. So I don't see why it would be too surprising that people just play the labs mode or the PvE mode in the card game.
Okay.
Whoops. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's, I guess they're catering more towards the casual audience, which I think Runeterra is doing. And I think Magic is doing that, I guess, too, because they're catering more to the EDH crowd, which is what Anthony is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the one you play with friends or whatnot, right? So I don't know.
Friends.
They're bringing back the competitive scene for Magic because they didn't have the Pro Tour for a long time.
Yeah, they couldn't have, yeah.
Yeah, and then, no, even before that, actually.
Oh, really?
They cut it out. Yeah, that's why they had those streamer championships or something, the Mythic championships.
Oh, was that why they had those? Oh.
Yeah, it was to replace that. And a lot of people were pissed about it.
Yeah, I would have been pissed too.
Like, yeah, because people made their living being pro Magic players, but now they can't. So
okay.
That's where that's going. So, but yeah, I've also been playing Final Fantasy XIV.
God, you too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The hell, guys.
So if you were to peg me as who I am, what do you think I do mostly in Final Fantasy XIV?
I don't know. Fucking mine rocks?
So, would it surprise you that my crafting classes are actually much higher than my battle classes?
Hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the mining guild.
I wasn't mining.
Oh, but you're like a goldsmith.
I am all of the smiths.
Oh, my.
So, let me tell you some of my best sellers every day.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're just a shop?
Yes, sir. Always going to be 500 gold less than the top guy.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, Dragon Skin Ring. That's one of the things that I sell every day. This coat that you need for... So, in Final Fantasy, the way it works is that when you level up your class to gain new abilities, you have to do job quests.
Yeah.
So, you remember how this works?
Yeah, I remember.
So, it's the same for the crafters. You have to submit something.
Yeah.
That lets you proceed in the job quest that you need.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you're a weaver who does cotton and silks and such, you need to give a high-quality coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people don't want to do that shit. They don't want to craft it on their own because you need your prerequisite stats to be high enough to actually craft it, and then you need to submit it in, and sometimes the crafting material is difficult to come by or expensive.
Okay.
So what do I do?
I don't know.
I make that item... And I sell multiple of it so that people just hop on and they said, I need to finish this quest. I'm just going to buy it off the market board. This guy's selling it for pretty cheap. Yoink, hands it in. Yay, my job quest is complete. And man, there is a person every day that needs to do that job quest.
Wow.
My second favorite thing to sell is a breast guard that looks like a kind of like a barmaid uniform. It serves no purpose but for aesthetics. Every day, baby. At least I sell three. Sometimes I put it on, and then as I'm logging out of my retainer or whoever's selling it, it says that it's been sold. So I got to make another one and sell it right away.
Oh, wow.
People look for these glamour ones, man. You just got to find the right ones.
Glamour's big in that game.
Yeah, the glamour is really big in this game.
I think, isn't glamour like the most important thing in an MMO?
Pretty much.
Because at the end of the day, like, you just need to fucking flex.
Yeah, hell yeah. I agree. Right? And then my next bestseller.
What? It's cock ring? What?
Pretty much. Basically rings, because everybody needs two of the same ring usually. So I usually sell multiple rings.
Wait, why do you need two?
Because you have, yeah, you have two hands.
But I have 10 fingers. What the fuck? What are you trying to tell me?
No, 10 rings. Yo, easy there, Shang-Chi.
Oh, God.
But the other thing, too, that I sell is actually prerequisite materials, like leather. Because people don't want to spend the time to actually leather. Kill the animals for the leather or craft the leather. So if you sell them in small amounts, okay. Let's say 3 leathers, but jack up the price. Nobody wants to buy 20 leathers for 500 gil, but they'll buy 3 for 600 gil each or 700 gil each. Hey, I don't have to get rid of all this, the leather that I have. I only need 3 pieces.
Hmm.
And then they just buy that. So that's what I do. It's pretty fun, actually.
So, like, do you progress at all in the game? Or
I know. It's a real big problem. People ask me how far I am in the story. I said,
Because, like, it sounds like you focused really hard.
I don't know why. It just got really addicting really quickly.
Oh, God.
I kind of love it, actually. It's kind of fun.
It's time for the wombo combo. I'm going to get fishing up. And then I'll just throw all the, like, raw materials in the chest.
This just sounds insane to me, only because it's like, you guys pay monthly. Like, TJ's laughing, like, you're paying monthly to do this work.
It's not work.
Oh, yeah, brother. Also,
you should be working to get paid.
Dude.
Dude, we're getting paid in gil.
Oh, okay.
Also, Anthony's little hole, I'll fish and then give it to you. Yeah, no dice, amigo. I'm already like level 80 fisher. So.
Oh my God. Also, just to put this into perspective, I don't think you've beaten the expansion that requires you to get to level 80, have you?
No. So a lot of my stuff is way higher than you.
So he's like 10 levels higher than the expansion, the latest expansion he's in. So
that's good. That's good. That's how it should be. So, but gang. But neither of you have played Endwalker.
I'm almost there. I'm in the patch quest going towards Endwalker. I'm almost there.
You know, like, I would have respected anyone who said they start Endwalker, but nah. Y'all here just fucking off. Okay, I get it. All right, all right.
Hey, it's those rocks.
Hey, it's a fun game, man. I'm gonna say.
All right, sure.
But anyway, thanks for listening. Just a lot of card games. And, oh, yeah, I also play card games in Final Fantasy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Because their card game is actually the card game from Final Fantasy VIII, Triple Triad.
Okay.
And
but you have to do raids to get all the good cards.
Nope. That's actually not true.
You just buy them?
No, you can earn most of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of raids, and they'll have like Triple Triad cards as like drops.
Yeah, but so. Not all of them are good.
Huh.
Guess what one of the best cards is in the game, actually?
I don't know.
Just guess. Which character?
Oh, Sephiroth.
Oh, okay, here we go.
What?
Nice.
What's your answer?
It's Squall, but you know, Sephiroth is actually a way better answer. I don't even know if there's a Sephiroth card, actually.
Because I'm pretty sure they milked Final Fantasy VII in that game.
Probably.
Not as much as you think. Like, they have more big content towards 12 than they do for 7.
Doesn't matter. They got Sephiroth in there.
They got
Cloud in there. They got the big Buster in there.
Buster Sword?
That's the one.
Or Mega Buster. Is that the same company? No, they're not.
Mega Buster? No. Barrett doesn't have the Mega Buster.
They do not have a Sephiroth Triple Triad card.
Okay. All right.
There he goes to show.
Wow. Thanks for that. All right. Cool. Anything else you're up to?
No. I think that's it. And I saw Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Did you really?
That's a good movie. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
You're like the only person I heard who said that.
Really?
Everyone hates this movie.
Dude, it's filmed like a Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah, I know.
And I miss that.
Oh, fuck, I hate Sam Raimi.
Why?
I hate Sam Raimi.
He did Army of Darkness, like your favorite movie.
What? Since when?
You said, hey, man, Blayton, I got to confide in you. I really love Evil Dead.
That thing sounds exactly like my speech pattern. Hello, hey, Blayton, I need to confide in you.
Sir. Is it not?
Good performance, old girl.
Dude, yeah. I'm seeing no Final Fantasy VII Triple Triad cards in this game.
There is one. It's 1 million gil. It's called Cloud.
It's not it? What is it?
It's 1 million gil.
Cloud has to be in there.
All right, there he is.
He's one of the best cards, actually, but, you know.
All right.
Anyway, thank you for listening.
All right, and that's it for the show this week, guys. Thanks for listening.
Hey, didn't I just say that?
Oh, shit. Nothing happened here. No ghost editing. This is all natural. This is it.
Spooky.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.